And now here with It Says in the Papers, Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Jackie. The big story in the papers today is food prices. The Examiner front page reports that the CSO reckons food prices are now rising at double the rate of inflation. The paper says struggling families are now buying either less food or less healthy food. The main front page headline in The Independent is that supermarkets deny price gouging as food costs soar. The paper notes the Irish Farmers Association saying there's been an increase in input costs and that food was far too cheap for too long. The Mail reports that the Social Democrats want supermarkets to publish their audited financial accounts. The government has responded saying it's considering enhancing existing laws. Justine McCarthy in the Irish Times writes, "Remember 2 years ago when Junior Minister Neil Richmond hosted a supermarket summit? Please bring your prices down," he asked them nicely. "Now grocery prices are rising at twice the rate of inflation. Good work, Neil," she writes. Elsewhere in the Times, there's an interview with a Limerick woman who's working as a physio in Gaza. She talks about her hospital colleagues. She says, "They're all hungry. All their families are affected. The only thing separating them from our patients is a bullet." Still on Palestine, all the papers cover the GAA Palestine story where children from the West Bank were refused visas to go on a 2-week cool camp here. "Where are our 100,000 welcomes now?" says Catherine Roach in a letter to the Irish Times. "It's a child protection issue," says Taoiseach the Simon Harris in the Star. He says that children were to be accompanied by adults, almost all of who were not parents of those children. He says that's against Ireland's strict rules on migration. The Times has a piece on those rules by Conor Gallagher, where he reports on the reality of deportation flights. The headline, "Cable ties and no alcohol." He notes the cost of one flight to Georgia, not including the wages of accompanying Gardaí, was €102,000. The deportees on that flight included children. The government says it'll continue to deport children because not to do so would encourage people to come here with children knowing they couldn't be removed. The race for the Oris is getting coverage in the opinion columns. Dermot Ferriter in the Irish Times recalls that Garrett Fitzgerald turned down the chance to run because, as he said, "I don't want to spend the next 14 years saying only anodyne things." Frank Coughlin, though, in the Independent, wishes the president were more anodyne. He says what he calls Michael D's grandstanding is embarrassing, and he thinks the next president should do little and understand that the role isn't about ego and legacy. Dermot Ferriter says the office can involve creative, risky reimagining, and it's up to the electorate to decide if it's had enough of that or not. And back to food. A piece in the Irish Times, Irish News this morning reveals that with all the talk of bonfires this week, we've missed another row preoccupying people north of the border. That is the new sandwich being sold by a major supermarket, strawberries and cream between two slices of bread. It's been described as innovative. "Not so fast," cries letter writer Enda Cullen from Armagh. He recalls one man from Crossmaglen. Crossmaglen, he writes, is a place where invention and eccentricity walk hand in hand and often into the kitchen. This man came up with a sandwich consisting of two slices of white bread, lovingly filled with chocolate digestive biscuits. Enda writes, "No artisan sourdough or seasonal compote, just pure, unfiltered genius."